welcome back to another episode of the Cantina Talk podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Walsh, and joining me, as always, is Aiden. Today, we will be doing a new segment called Fight Night, and today, our first two competitors will be Count Dooku versus Darth Maul, and I'm going to pass over to Aiden to explain how this is going to work.
So, basically, how this is going to work, we pick these two characters, because I think Count Dooku would win, and this is Attack of the Clones, Count Dooku versus Phantom Menace, Darth Maul. And Josh thinks that Darth Maul would win. So what we said we'd do is we'd pick these two characters for the fight night that we disagree on. We'd pick a terrain. We'd agree on a terrain that they would fight in. And then we'd just debate on who would win. And then we'd leave it up to a Twitter poll again to see who you agree with, the fans agree with. So go on and vote after this episode's done. And then on the next podcast, we'll tell you who the winner is.
All right. So let's start it off. The terrain will be the forest moon of Endor, seen most famously in Return of the Jedi. So, Aiden, why don't you kick it off and give us why you think Count Dooku would win, and then I'll prove you wrong.
No, you won't. But I'll start off. One, Count Dooku knows the arts of both the Jedi and the Sith, so I think he's got that to his advantage. He also was, I think, more trained by Palpatine than Darth Maul, and he had more responsibilities, and Palpatine gave him more responsibilities, which probably means he was a little more powerful than Darth Maul. He also happened to take on Master Yoda, Anakin Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi in a span of probably like 15 minutes, which no big deal. It still lives to tell the tale. Seen throughout the Clone Wars, he also has taken on Anakin and Obi-Wan amongst other Jedi many times. So that's just a few of the reasons why Count Dooku would win. Let alone, we also picked the terrain of the Forest Moon of Endor, which also gives Count Dooku the advantage, I think, considering he has the ability, or a better ability to use the Force, in my opinion, than Darth Maul. I think that he could use all the rocks and trees and boulders and other things, and I think he could use that to his advantage, throwing those obstacles at Darth Maul, much like Darth Vader did to Luke Skywalker on the Cloud City. So those are just a few of the reasons why I think Count Dooku would win.
All right, so I think Darth Maul would win because, one, he was able to fight off both Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi at once and was able to kill a Master Jedi. And he was the first one to kill a Jedi, being a Sith in how, like, over 1,000 years. He was the first Sith they've seen. And he was able to kill a Jedi Master, a very powerful one at that. And I believe that athletically and lightsaber-wise, he is far superior to Count Dooku. His athleticism and lightsaber dueling ability is off the charts compared to some of the other characters we've seen, other than Palps, Obi-Wan, and Mace Windu are the only three I can think of that are not as good as with a lightsaber.
But what about Yoda?
I don't think Yoda's all too well, other than like his ability to jump around, which is clearly not that hard to defend because we've seen it happen. And I think Yoda's 0-for-2 on fighting with a lightsaber.
Yeah, because he was facing Count Dooku and Emperor Palpatine.
But Count Dooku was not all that good with a lightsaber, else he would have easily beaten Anakin. Because Anakin didn't use all much.
He did.
He beat Anakin as a Padawan. Okay, I could beat Anakin as a Padawan.
He beat Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's the only person to beat Obi-Wan Kenobi, unless you count Darth Vader, but Obi-Wan just gave up that fight.
So I think Darth Maul is far superior with a lightsaber than Count Dooku is. Would you agree with that?
I don't think so.
And athletically, you know he's more superior.
Athletically, he is.
He's the most superior villain in all of Star Wars, correct?
But Count Count Dooku has the ability, the Force ability, that Darth Maul doesn't possess. And I think that the Force is far more superior in a battle than a lightsaber.
Yes, but in a one-on-one battle, especially in that terrain, I don't think the Force is as important. And here's why. Because with Darth Maul's ability to move around that terrain, it world speed and more agility, way faster than Dooku. I think he'll be able to easily take down Dooku. Or I shouldn't say easily, but he should be able to take down Dooku because of his pure athleticism in that terrain.
No.
Now, if
Count Dooku would be throwing rocks, he'd be throwing trees, he'd be throwing anything he could find at Darth Maul. I think Darth Maul, he would be quick enough, I think, to dodge him, but he'd have to worry about dodging him, and then once he gets tired out, he's not going to be able to withstand hours and hours of this. Count Dooku comes in for that.
It's not like Darth Maul's useless with the Force. We've seen him use it, and we've seen him use it pretty well. He hasn't excessively used it like Dooku has, but he still
has
used it.
Dooku also has Force Lightning.
All right, well, what is he going to do? Force Lightning a tree?
He can Force Lightning while throwing rocks. How are you supposed to block and dodge?
Just hide behind a tree. It's not like he's getting through it. Trees don't conduct lightning. The problem is that in this terrain, Maul is at the pure advantage because Dooku's not going to be able to force power a tree down while shooting lightning at him.
Okay, but you know how many fallen trees there are in the forest moon of Endor?
He's not going to just be able to pick that up and shoot lightning at the same time. It took considerable amount of effort for him to move that one big piece of pipe, move that one big piece of piping to try and kill Obi-Wan and Anakin that Yoda had to stop, allowing him
not
to escape.
Particularly, plus in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, at the beginning of the movie, he just easily moves down that platform with the Force.
Yeah, a platform held up by two small cables.
So? Still a platform, as opposed to a falling down tree.
It's not like he's picking it up.
I'm not saying he's throwing a sequoia at.
Yeah, but you look at the size of those trees. I'm surprised the Ewoks were able to tie them things up to smash the AT-STs. Those things were massive.
He doesn't have to throw a, like, I'm
yeah,
just
but,
saying.
I mean, like.
Your normal size log.
Your normal size log is.
One of those.
Yeah, but you don't think Darth Maul's easily going to be able to chop that in half. He was able to.
I do.
He was easily able to stab. If he was able to stab Qui-Gon Jinn, I don't think a flying log is going to stop him. He's not Luke Skywalker
I'm
in Episode 5, where he's just keeps whacking at the air and then getting hit in the face by a gosh dang gear. He's got some skill behind him.
I think that Darth Maul, like, Count Dooku wouldn't just throw one. He'd throw a bunch of them. He has the ability to move multiple objects with his mind. Skywalker was lifting multiple rocks at one time when he was training on Dagobah. I think that Count Dooku could easily do that with a bunch of things while shooting Force Lightning, and he's not even gotten to his lightsaber yet.
I don't think he's that powerful. I'm not going to say he's not powerful. Count Dooku is one formidable foe when it comes to Star Wars.
Count Dooku was more powerful than Qui-Gon Jinn, and Qui-Gon Jinn was one of the most powerful Jedi.
Well, then Count Dooku wouldn't have lost to Anakin in 2 minutes. Because if I'm telling you, Anakin was not that powerful in 3 compared to what Qui-Gon was at Episode 1.
No, I beg to differ.
Well, then he wouldn't have lost to Obi-Wan.
Anakin Skywalker took on the whole Jedi Temple.
I could kill a bunch of younglings, too.
Oh yeah, you know.
It's not like he didn't have the 501st with him, which is the most powerful clone regime in the galaxy.
Okay. But Count Dooku fought off 3 Jedi, one of them being the Grand Master.
The only reason Yoda didn't win is because when he had Anakin one arm laying on the ground and he beat Obi-Wan, Yoda showed up. He wasn't fighting them all at once. And that was Jedi Knight Obi-Wan, not Jedi Master, Jedi Knight Obi-Wan, and a Padawan Anakin. So it's not like he was fighting Jedi Master and Jedi Knight there. And then once Yoda showed up, he
Obi-Wan
fought him.
Was just a Padawan. Obi-Wan was just a Padawan in The Phantom Menace.
The only reason he beat Darth Maul, which he technically didn't, first of all, he didn't kill him until he became a Jedi Master and was in exile. But the only reason he won is because he used dark side powers. That's the only sole reason he won. Darth Maul survived on a garbage planet on pure hatred. He was able to live in half. He chopped in half, and he was able to live off of pure hatred. That's an impressive thing. That is so impressive. He was able to, and I'm not chalking that up to, oh, he was just angry. No, he definitely had enough force ability to keep himself alive for pure hatred of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Count Dooku was able to general a whole army while never getting caught by the Jedi after...
Well, that's like, because the Jedi are a whole bunch of morons.
Well,
Palpatine was
so
telling
whole argument.
Palpatine was telling
whole
him
argument
what
about Darth Maul fighting these two Jedi goes to waste. If
well, then your whole Jedi. Argument of him fighting Yoda goes to waste at the same time. The Jedi are not a formidable foe when it comes to tricking them or not being found by them, because Palpatine talked to them in the same room and they were like, "This guy good," until the last movie. Yoda was like, "Good he is." Well, that's not... Well, way to go, Yoda. You missed that red flag. Maybe because he's the leader of the Dark Sith and the most powerful Force user ever. You are... Their ability to not find
you
him
You cannot was, tell me... You cannot tell me that Darth Maul is more powerful than Count Dooku.
Force-wise, no.
Count Dooku has better Force powers... And
not better
lightsaber power.
Not, but no, he has worse.
Not better, equivalent.
No, it's not equivalent either. It's worse. He has the Force ability, yes, but but there comes to a point where
face the Grandmaster of the Jedi.
Yeah, but he faced two Jedi at once with a double-bladed lightsaber, which I'm telling you now is a lot harder to control than you think. I've learned from experience. Double-bladed lightsaber.
Yeah, so, you know, you just. You just
play
have the double-bladed lightsaber in the basement.
Well, I'm not... Fighting
against
real,
the poles.
I don't have a real one, but when I lightsaber battle and I have my build-a-lightsaber double-bladed one, it's a little harder to use than just one single lightsaber because you gotta watch yourself. And he was pretty darn good with that thing. And his ability to not chop his own legs off is a testament itself of how good he was with it. His lightsaber abilities were superior to Count Dooku's. Count Dooku has Force abilities, no doubt. But
so what's
Darth
more
Maul,
important in a fight? The Force or a lightsaber?
The Force is more important to an extent.
There we go. Count Dooku.
To an extent, there's still a point where...
But you're acting like Count Dooku's a youngling schlub with a
lightsaber. But how come Yoda didn't completely destroy Dooku? Yoda is definitely far more powerful than Dooku is, Force-wise.
No.
Yes!
Obviously not.
Well, clearly, if you're a Grandmaster of the Jedi, you got some good Force abilities, trust me.
He does. That's why he blocked the lightning, and they were almost equal.
No, because the Force only comes in at certain points. Because if I'm right in front of you, what are you going to do? Force lightning me? You're not going to be able to get that off once I chop your dang hand off. Like, if you look in the Battle of Revenge of the Sith between Anakin and Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan is what we call subpar when it comes to Force powers. He was just one heck of a guy with a lightsaber. And who won that fight against the Chosen One?
But that's because Anakin's
Force.
An idiot.
Well,
is he not an idiot?
He is an idiot, but still, there's got to be when you're on the Jedi Council at the age of 25, you're probably really good with the Force,
Anakin,
and especially
obviously.
Facing the Jedi Master with the worst Force ability.
Anakin obviously learned his lesson when he faced Luke Skywalker in Episode 5. That is a perfect example of how the Force can affect the fight.
Yes, but he used the Force. What? Anakin did use the Force.
Exactly.
But he still lost.
Are we talking about Episode 5?
In Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith. He still used the Force on multiple occasions, and yet he still lost. Because a lightsaber battle at some point just becomes more important in a one-on-one fight.
And Count Dooku is no schlub with a lightsaber.
Well, geez, neither is Anakin. And Darth Maul.
You're right.
And Darth Maul's far superior to Dooku with a lightsaber.
Count Dooku is smarter than Anakin Skywalker.
Count Dooku is smarter than Anakin Skywalker. Darth Maul.
Okay, well, the only reason Anakin Skywalker lost is because he tried to jump over the Sirius Tower.
That was a two-foot advantage at most. He wasn't standing on top of a mountain looking down at him, and Anakin tried to run up there with the cavalry. He tried to jump over him when he's standing on... But Anakin's at the bottom of the ditch, and Obi-Wan's on top of it. And he tried to jump
up there.
You know
what Count Dooku would have done? He would have stepped off that platform on the low ground and just said, ha-ha.
He would have used Force Lightning. No, he would have used Force Lightning.
There you go. He would have used the Force.
He would have. But it's not like it's not blockable by a lightsaber, which we've seen in multiple occasions, including the
You're right.
Well, geez, when you have two lightsabers on each side, if you're not blocking it, then you must just be really bad at your job. And I don't think Darth Maul's all that bad when you're killing Qui-Gon.
I think that Darth Maul, it would be harder for Darth Maul to block Force Lightning than a single-bladed guy.
No way. He's got two
He'd
blades.
He'd have to go out of position.
He'd just have to move it over an inch.
No way, man. His staff, like the lightsaber handle part, it's so
yes,
long.
It's long. It's not like he's hooked.
He'd have to like turn to the side and block it.
All he needs to do is move his arms tore over a little bit. And then once he's blocking it, just don't stop blocking it. Plus with his physical capabilities being far
superior.
What happens
when a log comes in on the back and hits him over the noggin?
Yeah, he'll sense. It's not like he still has force sense, doesn't he? He'll still be able to sense a log coming at him. Well,
okay,
then he'll break the lightning and
snap.
You can push the lightning off. We've seen it happen multiple times.
We've seen Yoda do it.
We've seen Rey just hold two lightsabers together and shoot it back at Palpatine.
Okay,
seen Mace Windu hold the lightning and shoot it back at Palpatine. Palpatine's not very good when he shoots lightning at people.
Yeah, he's really bad.
He should find another attack, because it doesn't work. Thrown in a hole, burn his face into a prune, and then
knock on wood.
Died.
Hopefully, Palpatine's gone forever.
Yeah, let's pray that. Yeah, that's true. Palpatine coming back in a new Star Wars trilogy where old characters don't exist anymore except for Palpatine.
I hope they bring back Count Dooku and Darth Maul,
and then they fight.
Beats
and
them in a fight.
Count Dooku. Now, if Count Dooku is fighting him in a different terrain. So we're talking about the Endor terrain.
Yes.
Where his athletic ability, he could climb a tree and jump out of the tree, dude. And come with a flying helicopter attack with that double-bladed lightsaber and slice him into deli ham and serve him up at the Burkotts. Dude, we're not...
Dooku could use the Force Lightning, start the tree on fire... Burned Darth Maul alive.
What?
Yep.
What kind of Force Lightning is he using where he's just turning trees into embers? Immediately.
Would that not start a fire?
It would start a fire, but I don't think Darth Maul's just going to stand there in the middle of it and think, ooh, toasty.
Roast him like a marshmallow.
Yeah. This dude, they were talking about the guy that survived on pure hatred, built himself robo legs, and became the leader of Crimson Dawn.
We're talking
yes,
about the dude that led this separatist army in the Clone Wars.
No, Palpatine led that. Dooku was
no way, man.
Palpatine was so in charge of that.
Count Dooku took orders from Palpatine. I know that, but
plus it's not like
Dooku was. He was the leader of the droid army.
No, Grievous was. Grievous was in charge of the droids. Grievous was a droid. Yes, he was. He was General Grievous.
Have you watched Clone Wars?
I've watched enough of it to know that General Grievous was in charge of the droids.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
Okay. That's an argument for another time. Right. But Count Dooku, then what was Count Dooku?
Count Dooku was in charge of General Grievous.
So Count he was Dooku, the leader of the droid arm?
Yeah, but it's not like he was commanding them what to do. He was more of the overseer.
It was like Master Yoda. He was Master Yoda, but on the other side.
Pretty much.
Yes, exactly.
And General Grievous is Anakin, doing all the work and doing everything and getting everything done. Correct?
Except, what's-his-face captured the Chancellor, Count Dooku.
The Chancellor let himself be captured, dude. That was all part of his plan.
Maybe.
Capturing the Chancellor, how hard is it to capture the Chancellor when he's your Sith Master? That's like Anakin trying to capture Obi-Wan. Oh, that's going to be hard. Hey, sit in this room for a while we wait for them to come. Wink, wink. Oh, man. That was a difficult one.
I always laughed at that, how that happened.
Oh, wait. Way to give us a brain buster. You captured your own master. Good work.
All right, so you want to do our final statements here, Josh?
Yes, yes. Do you want to start off, or you want me to take it?
You can take it, and I'll just prove you wrong.
All right, so, in final, I believe Darth Maul will win because he is both with a lightsaber and athletically superior to Count Dooku, and considering the terrain, he would have the advantage, and he is no fool with the Force.
In my final thoughts, I think you are completely nonsensical, and Count Dooku would win because he is superior with the Force,
that was me.
Equal with the lightsaber, and the terrain goes to the advantage of Count Dooku because he has so many things that he can use the Force with to just throw at Darth Maul. He could force push Darth Maul into different trees and stuff.
Do you not think that Darth Maul could also throw a log? We've seen him throw objects that size before.
But Darth Maul is not as skilled with the Force as Count Dooku.
He's not, but it's not like he's not going to throw a log at him either. It's not like he's just going to watch the log. It's not like he's going to watch the log and be like, that's a bad idea. What an idiot. No, he's going to be like, good idea. And then he's going to throw one back.
Well, Count Dooku would win. We'll let the fans decide, though. So go vote on Twitter. What is it? Talk_Cantina?
Yep, that is correct. Go follow us on Twitter also. We would like more followers than what we have.
And make sure to share the podcast with your friends. I think that'll wrap it up for this episode, Josh. You got anything left?
Nope. Just vote for Darth Maul.
Vote for Count Dooku, and see you guys.